Cooking dinner shouldn't be a laughing matter, but sometimes it is. Like when you drop your main ingredient right on the floor. Or forget about the food in the oven until someone inevitably says, "Wait, does it smell like something's burning?" Sometimes you just have to laugh at yourself, but nothing is ever really that funny when you're hungry. Whether you're pressed for time, a cooking novice, or just looking to try something new, we've got a delicious and easy meal to help you avoid those dreaded kitchen fails. From classic meal kits to oven-ready meals that cook entirely in an oven-safe tin, to our fast and fresh meals that can be cooked in the microwave or oven, Home Chef has something for everyone. At Home Chef, we provide the perfect setup so you can nail the punchline every single time. For a limited time only, go to homechef.com/podcast for $90 off your first month. That's 10 free meals. Again, go to homechef.com/podcast for $90 off.
Kendrick Lamar teaming up with South Park co-creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker to produce a live-action comedy for Paramount Pictures. The film will follow a young black man who interns as a slave reenactor at a museum and discovers his white girlfriend's ancestors once owned his.
Whoa. Is that animated?
Live action comedy.
I didn't hear you say live action. I'm sorry. Whoa, that's a crazy premise, but I love it.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
When's the last time they put out a live action movie? Is basketball the only one?
Yep, and you love basketball.
I do.
That I can think of. No, the... Was the world police them? But you know, that was animated.
That's puppets.
Yeah, those were puppets.
Yeah. That's puppets, yeah.
Yeah, everything else has been animated that I can think of.
Well, if they're behind it, it's going to be funny. Those guys are very talented, obviously.
I'm kind of surprised they never did a Book of Mormon movie.
Well, yeah. They would be a musical.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm sure that's in the works.
Oh, you're forgetting 1997's Orgasmo.
Oh, yeah.
That was live action.
Oh, it was, okay.
And NC-17.
Didn't see that.
Didn't see Orgasmo.
Where can we see Orgasmo?
I have no idea.
Give me a couple minutes.
right here?
We got time.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that either.
We'll work one up.
I don't want to see the movie.
I'd probably think about basketball probably a couple times a week at least.
You know, it strikes me that you seem to have a running tally on how often you think about things.
Sandwiches.
It's easy because I have like six thoughts.
Not difficult to keep track of them?
No. Like, oh, there's that one again. Like, basketball was funny.
There's basketball. There's rodeo burgers.
That one burrito. That's once a year. Yeah, I remember
that. The power bill.
Yep. That's four. We'll get the other two before the day's over.
Nick's top six thoughts.
Yeah,
coming up.
Only
think about something Paul Stanley said.
Oh, that's right.
I'm gonna say anything Kiss.
Yeah.
But you know, there's probably six, seven things they branch off. Like just Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's 100 different things you think about Kiss.
Yeah, but there's only one sandwich you think about. Yeah.
There'd be maybe six branches of things you think about, but from there you branch out.
You think
about all things basketball, all things Kiss. You got to give yourself more credit.
Kiss.
You have six headings, but you have a lot of subheadings of what
you
think
right.
about.
About six things.
Yeah, I don't think the branches go up.
And how many do you really need?
Yeah.
You know, how many do you need?
Oh, apparently more than I have.
Keep it simple.
Out of backpacker.com, Dutch Farrow was jogging on a trail near California's Pyramid Lake, filming scenery. He spotted something coming out of the brush in his peripheral vision. He said it didn't take long to snap into reality. It was a effing cougar.
Oh,
he said.
Yeah. Not the cool kind?
The cat form?
Google effing cougar.
Yeah.
I do all the time.
He said it was focused on him. He didn't know whether he was a meal or a threat to the cubs. He said at first he ran faster from the animal, but he said the animal continued to approach, and so he changed his tack. He said with only seconds to react, he said he resorted to his primal instincts. He turned around and charged a few steps towards the animal and let out a roar.
That's ballsy.
He said it worked. The lion turned around and ran away.
She went, roar.
Turned around and ran at it.
Right, you got to run.
You probably got to raise your hand.
Doesn't the lion know that's not a real roar? Because we don't really sound like...
No.
Roar!
Probably what do you mean not. A real roar? It is a real roar.
Yeah, but not as loud as a lion would do it.
Loud isn't the point.
Right.
The thing just knows that you are upset.
So I pulled into... speaking of...
hold on. For the record.
I had to face an animal this morning. I'll tell you in a second here.
Do not charge a cougar.
No.
Is what they're saying.
No. Right.
Experts advise against that.
Right. They
he
say,
was lucky.
Yeah, they don't suggest people move toward or chase lions. They advise backing away slowly and still making yourself look large, but don't charge the cougar like
Although
this guy
I
did.
I have heard that if you don't want to get the vaccine, the best way to prevent COVID is to charge a cougar.
Okay.
If you get a chance, charge a cougar.
I guess I did read that all over.
And, you won't get the COVID.
There's a dumb pigeon sitting right beside your car, Craig, in my parking spot today.
In your parking spot?
That's my spot.
I understand.
I pull in right beside you, and I'm the last guy to get here besides Nick. And there's a pigeon just sitting there. So I come around the corner, and I think I'm not going to hit the pigeon. You know, I don't run over animals if I can help it. So I sit there, and I just slowly creep forward, and I realize this thing ain't flying out. So I creep that. So I put it reverse, go back. He's just still sitting there. Looking at me.
Did you roar? What?
So yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Time to
roar. I went over and pooped on him like that's what they do. Did it again. Didn't see anything fly out. I said, well, you know what? This thing's going to roll under a tire. This is how dumb this pigeon is.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited and went back in, hit my horn, because my horn works, Nick, and didn't move. I'm saying this pigeon is either deaf, dumb, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Finally pulled up, just slowly creeping, inch. It finally flies out of there. What a dumb pigeon.
Wow, he was wanting to fight.
I know.
Yeah. He was wanting to take
you on.
He is comfortable around
He's
vehicles.
He's lucky, I was a nice guy. Most people just go in there and just take out that pigeon.
I bet he's waiting for you.
I'm thinking so.
He's probably dumping all over your car now.
What is the name of the ass pigeon we got warned about years ago?
Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah. It must have been Dave.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought Dave was the good one, and all the rest of them were asses.
I forgot the original email we got from that lady.
She works in the building.
I think I actually met her. She said hi a few times. Yeah,
the white ones were bad.
I thought the one
she
pigeon
said Dave's
Dave
an
was
ass.
Cool.
I thought she said Dave's an ass. No, she said Dave's an ass. The rest are uncool. I forgot.
No, I thought Dave was cool. The rest of them were asses.
That might have been right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Dave was the ass. Yeah. The rest of them were all right.
Either way, they're all very sizable.
But I'm not
pigeons.
Charging a pigeon. I don't got that ball. I don't got balls to charge a
They've
pigeon.
They've been cooing a lot out there recently.
It's totally weird.
Trying to mate.
Right.
I think I'm vaguely curious as to why she named
I had a big turd on my windshield the other day too.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nick?
No, Todd.
Wasn't me.
Todd was on the roof when I got out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was hanging.
I like to drop one from the floor above.
I recognize that ass through a beams anywhere.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
I finally saw those hotel rooms you guys were talking about. And on the way, when it's driving up here, like with the lights on, that has to be extremely annoying. Unless your curtains are like completely closed that room.
Right,
headlights, 5:30 of the morning. Yep. Hey. Yep.
Every time I come up and go down, I look in there and go, am I going to see something cool?
Yeah.
No. Nothing.
I'm going to rent that same room, go up there and pull my pants down so you see me some morning.
Well, some mornings I have, like leaving here, I'll go down the ramp and I'll see somebody move and I'll go, cleaning crew. Damn it.
Take your top off.
Son of a.
Yeah, plus stays here later too. You would have time to go.
I know. Rent the room, get up there, take my pants off. It'd be worth the bit.
I would respect you for the rest of your days if you did that. Just standing by the window, full Donald Ducking it, waiting for me.
I think that
would be the best.
I'd get pressed up against the window.
Full chub, too. I'd work one up for you, too.
There you go.
It's wave as he's driving by.
I don't know if the windows are close enough to see that.
Helmet up.
Helmet, of course.
Yep. Yeah.
We don't know when you leave, though.
You just got to wait.
I'll wait.
You got a general window. Yeah. You just have to stand there and... Be ready.
By the time I check in, get up there, take my pants off and work one up, it'd be about the time you leave.
Yeah, you'll have another hour here.
And there'll be about a half a dozen cars that pass by that aren't him, and you're arrested.
He's in the privacy of his own room.
Yeah. Going to jail.
He can go to town in his own room, you'd think.
You could coordinate it with somebody who is in the office here. Like, let me know when Puss is leaving.
Yeah, so I can take my pants off.
Silver duck quacks at midnight. He's coming.
I suppose you could just go to town in front of your hotel room and claim ignorance. I didn't know anybody could see me.
People do it in Vegas all the time.
Well, I want to know this because they, you know, we, the Stir Concert Cove here in our city is the stage is right in front of a big hotel. And there's been a lot of people over the years have seen people just open it up and stand there naked for the hell of it.
Banging up against the window.
Right, right. And I wonder if anybody's ever been busted for that because you're right. It's your own room.
I think what,
and you're eight floors
I
up.
I think what helps you there is the fact that most of those concerts are at night. And it's your if the hotel room is lit, it's back, so it's the light is behind you. You can just see shadows. You can't.
I'm talking about the curtain open, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. But with the shadows open, dark outside, light in the room, you can't make out a lot of details. It's just shadows. Yeah. You could tell what they're doing.
I saw Hanson's going to be there in August, Push. I know you'll be up there naked. Yeah, yeah.
So just me. Yeah. Opening the curtain and pleasuring himself to that entire concert. Can you hear the music from those rooms?
Never had a room where the show was going on, but you can, yeah.
I'm sure you can. Yeah.
Hackers from North Korea have reportedly stolen about $400 million in cryptocurrency in the last year. That was one of the most successful years on record for North Korean hackers.
That is a good year.
Absolutely.
It's also a minor league baseball team, the North Korean hackers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's how North Korea gets their money.
Right.
They have very few other ways of getting money, so they have to steal it.
Mm-hmm. And there's no way to trace that, is there?
Not usually, but apparently, they figured it out. They did trace it.
Somebody hacks into your crypto, how are you getting it back?
I assume that's a question for the audience and not for me.
There was a guy, we talked about this guy years ago, and I saw he's still trying to do this. I clicked on the article. I couldn't, because there was a paywall there, so I couldn't read the whole thing. But remember the guy that lost the thumb drive with $1 million of crypto in there?
Yeah.
In a landfill, remember?
Yeah. He wanted to hire people to go dig through the garbage.
He's still fighting that landfill.
That's still going.
He's still fighting that landfill to be able to do this. And he would do it, you know, inch by inch, foot by foot, and do it because it's worth a lot of money. I mean, it's more than $1 million.
I was going to say, if
hundreds
it's
of millions,
hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, yeah. I'm sorry, it's a lot.
You're going to burn through that just paying people to go dig through garbage.
No, that's what they're doing.
No, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, right.
That's what he's doing. Right. His name is James Howells.
Okay.
He's an IT engineer, and he threw away this old hard drive, that contained 7,500 bitcoins.
Man. And they're like, $50,000?
Back in 2013.
They're about 43 right now.
They're 40 now. They were probably a lot more back then.
No, in 2013, they were
nothing.
Almost nothing.
Okay.
Almost nothing.
$43,000 probably right now. I got it right here.
That's $322.5 million.
Yep.
Right. Man.
Now you talk about recurring thoughts. That's all you would think about.
Yep.
He has a 12-month plan.
Over top of the sandwiches and basketball, right.
I wonder where that hard drive is.
He's got a 12-month plan to search the city landfill using X-ray scanning devices and AI technology.
Why don't they just let him do it?
They don't want to let him do it. They said the cost of digging up the landfill, storing, and treating the waste could run into millions of pounds or dollars without any guarantee of either finding it or it still being in working order.
Excavation is not possible
under our licensing permit. Excavation itself would have a huge environmental impact on the surrounding area.
Yeah, I can see that there.
Now, he offered them $76 million to do this.
But
they say that there's between 300 and 400,000 tons of waste to look through.
Yeah, it's 42,226 right now, Puss. So you're right.
It's about $300 million or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd think that if you go through the landfill and start digging around, you're going to let the stank out, and the people around are going to probably be pissed.
Yeah, they've got an AI scanning device that would be trained to recognize items that are a similar size and density to that hard drive. You can't just use a claw grabber, he says.
And then every seagull in the world would get word.
Oh, yeah.
That this guy's digging up the landfill.
Party!
Yeah.
So he's still going back and forth with the city to try and get the okie-dokie.
It's a thumb drive.
No, it's a hard drive.
It's an old hard drive in a computer.
So it's a little bigger.
Still, it's probably about the size of your phone, maybe.
You're right.
Yeah, but what if it got rained on or it was in, you know.
He says that he has people that say that they can get it. That they can work with.
They can recover it.
Nah. Yeah.
Nick, you wouldn't. That'd be your single thought.
Oh, yeah.
It may be mine, too, for that matter. And then a sandwich once in a while.
I think most
right?
guys in his instance, that would be the single thought.
Good.
Oh, yeah. That's your friends, how you doing? Oh, just thinking about that hard drive again.
Right. Then you get halfway there and wonder if he closed his garage door.
Yeah.